I was speaking a little bit with Ryan O'Reilly about the Cup Final and, you know, the days off. He obviously would know from experience, right, when he was in St. Louis and hits a bomb off the tee.
Well, he's a winner.
He's a winner. Yes, he is a winner. And it was really cool to catch up with him, his brother Cal, both, you know, hanging out today here at the Pro-Am up here at Oakdale. And here he is from the Maple Leafs. Here's Ryan O'Reilly. How you doing, Ryan?
I'm good. I don't think you can call me a winner on the course, that's for sure. We're spraying it today, but I'm doing good. How are you boys doing?
We're doing good. We want to hear your kind of summary of what you saw from our boy here, Hazy B, out on the course.
I was impressed. You know, especially too on the back, he really got going. But he's good with the flat stick. I feel like every time I looked up, he was just putting it down. It was liked his game, very smooth.
There wasn't a lot of excuses, very smooth.
That's not the truth on the front, you know that. I was going up to him, like Ryan, I was like, man, I'm dying out here. I was hitting driver sandwich every single hole on the front just to get back on the fairway.
Front was a little shaky, I think, like you said, the rough was insane.
You guys couldn't hit 8 irons out of it? It was automatic sand wedge?
I couldn't.
It just grabbed the club. You couldn't even see it half the time. And, a couple times, Hazy, he was 10 feet off the fairway and we couldn't find the ball. It was just we couldn't find it. It was definitely gives you a lot of respect for what these guys have to play in, because that was a different game out there. That wasn't golf. That was that was something else for sure.
Yeah, it was. There was a point early in the round, three or four, where me and O'Reilly were wide right.
Yeah,
we got five marshals trying to help us. I'm looking for his ball. He's looking for my ball.
What's Tommy Fleetwood doing?
And Fleetwood's sitting in the middle of the fairway, right?
He didn't help one time, did he?
He never missed the fairway, did he? He was on the fairway.
Oh, he buried the first two holes and just it's so impressive, just so steady, and just consistent. But just put it wherever he wanted to.
Yeah, he was
supposed
a player,
to look,
man.
I guess.
Yeah, that's what they're supposed to do. That's what
we're all supposed to do. Yeah.
We're all supposed to do that. With Ryan O'Reilly, there was a really cool scene. I think it was on 16 because there were a bunch of school kids out here today.
Nice,
like a bunch of classes that came out, and one of the kids saw him. And just started yelling O'Reilly, O'Reilly, O'Reilly. Then all the kids.
Yeah.
How long were you over there? Because it looked like you were signing autographs for about 15 minutes.
Yeah, I was a good 10 minutes over there. Everyone wanted their stick signed and such. But I was a little nervous, though. I'm like, as you know, I'm not great off the tee. And then you bring a school full of children out there. It's the last people should be on the course right now is kids that they don't really know what's coming here. But, it was funny. Obviously, it was cool to see some kids out there and get some support.
So, Ryan, we haven't talked to you since you come over, from St. Louis into Toronto. What was your, there was probably a million things that was, eye-opening or different from St. Louis to Toronto. But what stood out for you when you first came from St. Louis to Toronto in the trade and wanted to settle in?
Obviously it's it's a big change, coming to the Mecca of hockey. It's weird. People at St. Louis, it's a great hockey town. They love the game, but here it's more than just a game. It's a lifestyle. It's everything, it's people, live for it. And being a part of that, it was really cool to see, just to kind of come in and just see, growing up a few hours west of here, the community there, how they've always supported me, but now I'm playing for their team, and just my parents, myself, my whole family, just how much everyone kind of just felt more part of it and brought in. And, as an organization, it was just incredible. Anything you could possibly think of, the Leafs took care of, whether it's family or, anything you can possibly think of was just, so above and beyond. And it's like playing for the Yankees. It just, it was so special.
So what's your routine now, Ryan? You take a couple weeks and then kind of sit and talk with your family and your agent, and then you kind of figure out where you're at and what you're going to do?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, there's been some changes here in Toronto, so it's, I think that'll get settled soon. And, it's been nice the last few weeks just relaxing. But, as kind of do it this month, things will start to kind of heat up and, hopefully things go the way we like and such. But, I'll kind of be, back and forth from here and where I am up in Goderich, Ontario, and, just enjoying the summer.
with Ryan O'Reilly, and, you know, without knowing exactly what's going to happen with your future, is it cool to know that even if you move on, like in Toronto, you're always going to be known as a Leaf? Because that's what stood out to me today, again, with the kids running up to you. It was like, that's not Ryan O'Reilly of the Avalanche or the Sabres or the Blues. It's like, that's Ryan O'Reilly of the Leafs, and that's likely to be the case, really, for the rest of your life up here.
Yeah, you know, it definitely is, you know, something, you know, very special, and, you know, we all, everything works out, and, you know, it can get something done, but, yeah, to be a Leaf and, yeah, to experience that, it's such a different thing that, you know, I wish every guy in the league got to kind of experience that, how, you know, it's, like I said before, it's more than just a game here, you know, it's something just really above and beyond.
So, the Cup Final, 2 days off in between games. What do you recall from your experience when you're in St. Louis? Like, when you're in the trenches, did you care about the scheduling? Did it bother you if you had an extra couple of days off? Like, what's the experience like for the players instead of the media and the fans right now?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I think I remember in the finals, I know we had a few guys banged up. I know myself was a little banged up, so that kind of extra day was kind of nice, where it's not just travel and then lace them up again. You kind of had one day in between to kind of take a breath and get a little healthier, and especially too, as you can kind of see the physicality, and, you know, both teams are just, you know, you're leaving everything out there. So it's kind of nice, I think, to have that, you can get a mental break and physical break just to reset so you can get out there and you can see the pace of it and everything that, you know, it's needed.
We were talking about Petro taking punches to the face. It's almost like he's reaching the 100 mark throughout the playoffs because Edmonton went after him. And
is
now
he mouthy or something that we don't know about? Or what the hell's going on with that guy?
Well, I think it's just because of the player he is. You know, he's such a key piece for them that, you know, such an impact that I think everyone just tries to get to him. But, you know, you see just even keel, does everything so good that, yeah, he gets picked on. People try to get, you know, affect him, but it's so tough to do.
Yeah, he's seems to be pretty good with it.
You know, he sent a bit of a message. Let's not forget, he sent a message there with Draisaitl. Like, he'd had enough and a little chop there, and it cost him a couple games. But outside of that, I mean, you know, they hit a nerve. It probably, he seems like he's got a long fuse, but eventually they hit a nerve with him.
Yeah, definitely was a bit of a chop there. Yeah, no, he is, you know, gosh, the engine back there, and, you know, heart and soul guy of a team that, you know, drives it for them. And yeah, like you said, when you're playing against them, it's, you know, doing everything you can to try to get in his way, slow him down, be hard to play against, because it just, yeah, he makes such an impact.
You guys win the first round in the playoffs. I mean, I know you're trying to lock out the media, trying to lock out the pressure of the fans, all of that type of stuff. But, you know, we talked about it every day about, you know, the Leafs not getting out of the first round. All of a sudden you get out of the first round. Like, could you, as a group, in between that first and second round, almost, you know, feel like, this is the wrong wording, but a collective sigh, like you guys did it, and you got to that next level into the second round? Was there much talk about it, or it's just, hey, let's refocus and we got to get after it here with Florida?
No, I think, you know, it was definitely, I think, like I said, like a relief getting through that first round, which, you know, for only being here for a short time, you can feel that pressure and how much, you know, it's weighing on guys. Yeah, and I think, you know, playing against Florida, the way they kind of came out and played so loose and just physical, that, you know, as we saw, we kind of dug ourselves a hole quick and just didn't kind of respond the way we needed to there. And then again, Bob gets hot and thinks, you know, we're down two and not feeling great about ourselves. But yeah, yes, you know, there's so many things we could have done differently. It's frustrating. You know, I think, you know, we could have gave that series a better chance, and that's just the way the game goes sometimes.
Ryan, how do you kind of send a message to your teammates, like, to the idea of you just got to go out there and do it and make your own breaks? Like, it's so difficult. And one series, I mean, you've seen this organization. It's been, you get Bobrovsky'd one series, and then another couple guys will beat you another series, just to say, you got to go out there and make your breaks and play better than the other guys and let them have the problems, because it's so hard to win. And you can't just say, oh, the goalie got me or their power play got me. We got to create our own success here.
Yeah, it is individual, but also, yeah, a big collective feeling that you have to have, and that when you get into these moments where it's challenging, that you have to find a way to pull some out of each other and find a way to give a bit more. And, I think at times, against that, Tampa, we did that. Things were going well, but you saw a spark from a certain guy. Someone changed the game and gave us that life, and everyone kind of rallied behind it. And, yeah, again, it's so many things we could have done different, but, we didn't respond a certain way we needed to in a couple of those games, and it's disappointing. I feel, I wish we could have done better, and I know other guys feel that way too.
With Ryan O'Reilly again of the Toronto Maple Leafs, who was out here playing the Pro-Am at Oakdale, you're going to be out here later this week. Is that your plan? Get out and kind of track the pros, and maybe you can find some of my golf balls that are still out on the course.
I've got one still bouncing down the 400 right now.
Was that on 18?
It's going to be in Barry. What hole is it, 16? I think it's it's almost in Barry right now. I'm going to get out tomorrow. Obviously, it's a great field, a lot of good guys. I'm going to try to get tomorrow, follow some guys around. It's so cool to see. It's a great, beautiful course, too, the shape, everything. It's going to be awesome to see these guys play.
I have a feeling we're watching your tee shot on 16 right now. I think that Grappler may have been taking video of you.
No way.
Complete jam job.
Let's see what happens here. I think it is the one. That is such a jam job.
That's right back there.
That's on, right. Yeah, over by where we're. Your car might actually have a ball right in the middle of it.
I love it.
Yeah, believe me, you weren't alone. You weren't alone. Well, it was great playing with you today. Great catching up with you. Thanks for taking some time for us, and enjoy it out here tomorrow. And good luck with the process over the next month and a half.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. Yeah, hopefully I'll see you guys tomorrow.
You got it. There he is, Ryan O'Reilly of the Toronto Maple Leafs.